It's quiet this Monday morning at the Lincoln Public School District Wellness Center, but over a span of 3 years since the center opened, lots of kiddos have been helped, says Superintendent Mary Ann Spears.
And we do all kinds of things. We have a doctor that comes in. We have dental services that come in. We have counseling, school site-based counseling for our students. And then we have a psychiatrist that comes in and does meds for kids that need that as well.
And the need is great here because 72% of students qualify for free or reduced lunch. Lincoln School District Wellness Center staff described the place as a one-stop shop for medical services, including food insecurity intervention. Of course, parents must consent to such care. Faculty and staff refer students to the center, where they will meet Director Marty Kauser at intake. She gives us a quick tour, starting with the center's dental office.
We had a dentist that had committed, but that has since fallen through, so we're going to try chasing someone different now. We have a lot of hygiene products we get donated from United Way, and so we use those just about every day. All the schools in the district can come and use this closet.
The center provides preventive health care as well as eye care.
We do the vision hearing screenings here at school that they do at every school.
When it first opened 3 years ago, the center operated out of a very small renovated house where group therapy had to be conducted in the laundry room. Director Marty Kauser first started here when the district was awarded its first wellness center grant, $175,000, 3 years ago.
Which covered salaries of the workers here and then supplies and some travel.
And physician Dr. Deer comes once a week.
She comes for the morning hours on Tuesdays, and we are able to give her a pretty full schedule each Tuesday.
But the center also operates at a significant loss, given 50% or more of patients' families are working poor, so staff provide their care for free.
A lot of times there's one vehicle per family. The father's working in Fayetteville or Springdale or Rogers, and the mother has no way of getting the children to a physician. So that's why we really had the need to have on-site services so that we can see them 5 days a week.
Tamara Baker says the grant program is really competitive because all Arkansas school districts want wellness centers.
Priority points are given to schools. There's priorities for if you live in a red county, which is a county with some health disparities. There's several different ways schools can get priority points to reach those populations that need it the most.
And Lincoln School District Wellness Center Director Marty Kauser says she's clearly seeing a difference among her students.
Their academics are better, their attendance is better. We see all these things improve since we've come here to the campus.
But more important, student well-being is clearly on the rise.
They see me in the hall and they just give me a hug. They've received clothes from us, they've received vaccines from us, they receive food every week from us. Anytime they're sick, they come see Dr. Deer, and they're just happier kids for it. I've seen such a difference. You know, that's what we're here for, is to try to make their lives better.
The Lincoln School District Wellness Center would like to make the entire campus better by someday conveying medical, mental, and preventive health care services to faculty and staff. For KUAR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich reporting in Fayetteville.